Stepping into the street, David and Samantha Cameron would have known better than to expect oohs and ahs from the journalists and photographers ranged opposite them. Nevertheless, when these shots adorn every front page in the morning, only the very hard-hearted won't be touched by the sight of a happy Cameron couple and their still tiny 11-day-old Florence. Samantha Cameron resisted the repeated request from the press pack to hand the baby to her husband, but then David Cameron certainly got his fair share of the action. It's not the first time baby cries have echoed through number 10. Leo Blair spent his infancy in Downing Street. And he was followed by Gordon Brown's two sons, John and Fraser. The Camerons' willingness to show their children off is, of course, in marked contrast with the Browns, who allowed their two boys to be photographed only on the day of their departure. Florence is the Camerons' fourth child. Ivan, who was severely disabled, died a year and a half ago. Nancy and Arthur are now just getting used to a new home and will have to adjust to a new sister. The Camerons have been overwhelmed with presents and good wishes and chose to wrap Florence in a shawl crocheted and sent into Downing Street by a grandmother, Jane Fraser Cross from Sutton Coldfield.
I thought, well, she's had the baby and it's a joyous time. I've got this shawl, so I'll send it to David Cameron's new baby daughter. But I just thought I'd just get a card saying thank you very much and Bob's your uncle.
With this photo op out of the way, the Camerons will have the freedom to get out and about without worrying about being assailed by photographers. So David Cameron will be able to enjoy the final days of his paternity leave in as relaxed and restful a way as is possible with a baby in the house.